How did funnel cake get pigeonholed so hard into that spot, right? Like, I don't know how. I don't even really know what
it is. It's kind of messy, right?
Yeah,
I
guess
that's it. Get the powder on it.
But...
And sticky on your hand.
It's one of the only...
So it does seem like an odd thing to want to eat there.
And it's always hot.
Yeah.
You eat them when it's 100 degrees. It's just an odd treat that really only functions in one area. Fair. / festival, right?
Well, how come the ice cream of the future never went farther than Six Flags?
That's got to be some sort of a...
Which, of course, is Dippin' Dots.
That's right.
Do you know that the ice cream of the future is...
Indeed. I grew up at Independence Mall in Wilmington, North Carolina, eating the ice cream of the future, envisioning 2022 as the year.
Right, finally.
I'd be flying cars and Dippin' Dots down my throat.
That's certainly the future.
Yeah. I mean...
Why was it called that? They could probably eat it in space.
Well, they definitely sold it as like a space product.
Yeah, you couldn't eat regular ice cream in
space.
Even
though that's not what they eat, though, right? Like, have you ever had space ice cream?
Yeah, it's like dehydrated.
It's powdered.
Yeah, it's kind of powdered. The one I've had, yeah, it's disgusting.
It's like a marshmallow, but yeah, weirder consistency.
I mean, it's genius branding. We all bought it.
Oh, man.
I mean, Dippin' Dots is a good fair food, though. You know, you walk around, you don't make such a mess. It is right. The ice cream of the future and the present.
But to Dan's point, I don't really know why it never took off domestically.
It's too bad. Like, you can't buy it at the grocery store, right?
I don't think so.
Shouldn't you be able to buy a big bin of Dippin' Dots? Bin? Tub? Tub. Let's go tub.
I'm seeing here a product where you can, like, feed ice cream into a dot maker.
Well, that sounds like a beating.
It sounds incredibly beaten.
Why don't you buy me a bread maker?
It'd be cool if you could, like, turn on the faucet in your house, you know, and you have a setting, and it would just be like Dippin'
Dots. Dot
right,
faucet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
like
would be
the, that.
The ice machine in the fridge.
Right.
Just have one of those right there. Just put your little mini helmet
what
under
was
that.
What sound you made, Dan?
That was an odd thinking sound.
I'm sure Ham will have that for us in 10
sure.
minutes.
That was the sound of words with Dan.
Yeah. Okay, well, shout out to Dippin' Dots, the ice cream not only of the future, but the present.